This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin said Saturday that North Korea's long-range ballistic missile launch early Saturday clearly signaled, in his words, its intent to conduct additional provocations. Park made the warning at a panel during a global security conference in Munich, Germany.
If North Korea conducts the seventh nuclear test, which could happen at any time, it will be a game changer. In a sense that North Korea could develop and deploy tactical nuclear missiles.
This was North Korea's first intercontinental ballistic missile launch since the beginning of the year. Earlier in the day, Park discussed the matter with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his Japanese counterpart. Here's what Blinken had to say.
We have been very clear that our commitment to the security of our close allies and partners, South Korea and Japan, is ironclad.
Blinken also met on Saturday with China's top diplomat Wang Yi in Munich and told him the violation of U.S. airspace by China's high-altitude surveillance balloon must never occur again. The State Department says Blinken was direct and candid throughout the hour-long meeting. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters that Blinken made clear the United States will not stand for any violation of U.S. sovereignty and that China's high-altitude surveillance program has been exposed to the world. He said the program intruded into the airspace of more than 40 countries over five continents. China's state-run outlet reported that Wang met Blinken at the request of the U.S., and that Wang requested that the United States fix the damage done to the U.S.-China bilateral relationship caused by what he called Washington's abuse of force. You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com.